I said, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. And I expect you to say the same thing about yourself. I don't want you talking different. I want you to renew your mind and so you can think about yourself like I think about you. I want you to think about others the way I think about them. I want your being, your spirit man, your entire being so filled, so saturated with my love, that love will operate through you like it operates through me. I am love. And I said in my word, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. So that means you walk with me, you work with me, you will work no ill to your neighbor. You have nothing evil to say of your neighbor. You have no hidden agenda or hidden plan to perform or execute to your neighbor. Because I didn't do that. I gave all I had. I gave my life. In complete sacrifice for you, I took your place. I became what you were, that you might become who I am. And I've given you everything. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. That you have access to all that heaven has. It's on the table. It's not back in the kitchen, I say again, not back there in some pots and pans that are hidden. It's on the table. All you need. And I'll tell you this, and don't you forget it. It's a flow that will never dry up. You can't take too much and it'll run out. The more you take off the table, there's more on the table than you took off. Will you go with me? Will you trust me this day? Will you make that commitment this night? Will you say yes to me? Will you let me take you on this journey that I have planned? I know the end better than you know the beginning. Will you say yes? Will it be a yes that will last forever? Or will you change your mind in the middle of a sentence? Or the middle of a thought? Or will it be yes forever? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's healing. There's miracles. I don't want you just talking about them. I want you to perform them. I want you to live in them. I'll provide them for you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. You may be sitting here tonight, think you've done so much, God don't love you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. If I didn't love you, I never would have died for you. I loved you before you knew yourself. And I hadn't changed my mind. I'm still saying, ye that are weary, come home. Ye that are broken, come be made whole. Ye that are sick, come and receive healing. Ye that are lost, come and receive life. I'm calling. My arms are open. The new birth is true. And the redemptive plan has been completed. I have redeemed you. The enemy can't hold you. That's why he lies to you, because knowing the truth, he can't hold you, because I redeemed you. It's your choice when you hear my voice, when you hear the call. I say it in my word for you to read. for you to hear, for you to learn, that if any man would say with his mouth, confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in his heart, I said, you'll be saved. That's the absolute truth. And I told you how it happened, that for with the heart man what believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession made unto salvation. That's how it happened. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've done. And those of you that have already made that commitment, if you come on and go all the way with me, then you will find that you'll live in absolute victory. You will discover and learn of me fame that no one ever learned like this before. There's much I have for this generation. There's much I have for you that sit in this house tonight. If you become hungry, if you become thirsty, I will make sure that every hunger is satisfied and every thirst is quenched. I'm looking for hungry people. I'm looking for thirsty people. I'm looking for a people that will sell out. They won't be mixed up and mixed with the world, but purely, solely, completely, totally mine. In their new birth, in their walk with me, in their love for me, in their obedience to me, in their worship to me, in their praise, in their relationships with each other, and in their relationship with me, and in their fellowship, it will be, I'm looking for people that will be totally. It will not be something you go through. It will not be something that the flesh will always be bugging you with, because you will have crucified it and put it in a place where you come to worship me. That's what you will do in spirit and in truth. If it wasn't true, I never would have told you. If these things were not so, I wouldn't have told you, but they are so. And I want you to have them. There's wealth, there's health, there's prosperity, there are things prepared for you right now. I want them in your possession, starting this night. You have gone without them, you tried to figure out how to get them in your possession, I will supernaturally handle that. All I need is your obedience, your willingness. Do what I say when I say it. Don't make excuses, but say, yes, Lord. Tough on the flesh, tell it to hush. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have given you my heart, my mind, my will, my plan, my thoughts, my life, my everything. And I put it down in a book that you could read. I know it. I know myself. I know who I am. But I put it down so you could read it. I gave you my spirit. I gave you my nature. I made you like me so you could believe it, so you could receive it.